This Saturday, schools will formally open in Kabul, Afghanistan. Cartons of books and posters have been unpacked this week, and for the past several months, teachers have taken refresher courses. A major force behind restarting the education system in Afghanistan is the University of Nebraska, specifically the Center for Afghanistan Studies there. Thomas Gutierrez is the dean of the center, which received a $6.5 million grant from USAID for the project. He's in Kabul now. He joins us by satellite phone. First of all, will the students actually be able to get to school this Saturday, given the conditions of the roads and the landmines, etc.?
Well, those will be obstacles, no doubt, but most of the children are trying to find their way to school. Some of the schools are very destroyed, but in fact, children and their parents and the teachers of the Ministry of Education here in Afghanistan are trying to do whatever they can to be able to get back to school. There's such an eagerness to do so after being separated from education for so many years.
What's in place? What's the infrastructure, buildings and so forth?
Well, the Ministry of Education is in place. Teachers at these schools in the various places throughout the country are in place. Some of those are somewhat like barefoot teachers. In other words, they are individuals who have been educated perhaps to the 10th or the 12th grades themselves. Others are very fully educated, but have been removed from recent updating, and now they're trying to carry on as the needs require.
Are boys and girls going to be in the same classrooms?
There probably won't be much of that. There wasn't even before. In a few places in Afghanistan, at Kabul University, of course, that was the case. But in Afghanistan, boys were going to boys' schools and girls were going to girls' schools. And I think that's the way it will be this time and probably for the immediate future, as there are sensitivities to that that even were present even before the nearly 30 years of difficult times.
What about materials? Where are the books coming from? Writing materials? Do you have computers?
Well, there's been a lot of contributions coming from many, many sources. The International Red Cross, and then this USAID project in which we are involved, is working on the development of the books, and we're pleased to say that there will be over 4 million textbooks available for Afghans, all of those being produced within the last several weeks. Generally speaking, Afghanistan's Ministry of Education in the past used to produce about 1 million textbooks per year. So now what has happened just in this short period of time is that we have put together more than 4 million.
Wow. What about trauma? These kids have seen a lot for their age. I know they're eager to go back to school, but how do you deal with the trauma?
I think Afghans have become so kind of used to this type of difficulty, which has become an almost daily part of their lives for nearly three decades, that they're learning how to cope with these things very well. And I think that the education is one of the positive developments over the last several months under this new government, the Karzai government in Afghanistan.
And most parents are eager to get their kids back to school, including the girls?
Oh, yes, no question about that. And I think there's a great sense of loss over these last decades in which girls and boys as well were unable to go to school. When I lived here in the 60s and 70s, Leanne, girls and boys were going to school with equal interest on the part of parents, and now everybody is hopeful that the face of the golden age in many ways in education in Afghanistan will be returning.
Thomas Gutierrez is dean of the Center for Afghan Studies at the University of Nebraska. We reached him in Kabul.